No film cup. One more. I forgot to address the Todd thing. Because I think it's interesting, and I also thought there was, you know, I said I was joking, but I was half joking. The only reason I came up with it, because I think it's a possibility, is that Todd could be the one left standing, and for exactly the reasons you say. But I don't think that's likely. Just because I've listened to Vince Gilligan enough that I don't know that he could stomach having Todd be alive at the end of it all. Todd needs to get what's coming to him. But then again, part of me thinks, well, you know, that's exactly what us as viewers want, and they're very, the Breaking Bad staff is very good at subverting our expectations. And so maybe we won't get that kind of satisfaction. I mean, more of concern to me is Jesse's fate. You know, you talked about Walt's redemption, and I think it is the most interesting thing about this last, you know, Ozymandias was a great, great episode, but this, and maybe the best one this season, and but this one hit a little bit harder for me, and it's because there has been this change where now we're fully back to pitying Walt, and we want, I mean, I guess we've always been along with him, but that, you know, we want him to make it out of this with something. And yeah, it's hard to see him with nothing, and we want his family to remember him well. You know, I part of the beauty of the last episode, the Ozymandias episode, is that phone call and the way the all of the emotions play on both Bryan Cranston's face and Anna Gunn's face, and how much is communicated non-verbally as well as verbally. I don't know. But I'm worried about Jesse. That's it. I'm out of time. Talk to you later.